You're listening to Vulcan Has a Faith, the audio podcast about New Birmingham and the people making a difference. All right, it's another great day in Birmingham. We're very excited today because we have Phil Dudley in the studio. Phil, how are you doing?
Doing good, thank you.
Good. Glad you're here today.
I appreciate you having me.
Yeah. So let me tell the audience a little bit about you, and then we'll go into some questions and things. Of course, Phil is an independent artist based in Birmingham, Alabama, third-generation musician, playing not so much a choice but calling, so it's kind of like something you're called to do. You have a lot of different influences. What's unique is you kind of throw in a little Celtic folk, Americana, rock, pop, and a little bit of jazz even. So, you know, that's kind of exciting to have such a mixture to play off of. Some of your influences I see are Kansas, Boston, Supertramp, Pink Floyd, Lorena McKennitt, Eddie Vedder, Jamie McCullen, some different artists like that. So that's kind of inspiring, I guess, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So let me talk about your band a little bit. Of course, your band is the Phil Dudley Band, and it's made up of course, you, Jack Dudley. Is it
Eric
Cousins,
yeah,
and William Yarborough.
Mm-hmm.
Good. First of all, is Jack your brother or related?
Jack's actually my father.
Oh, okay, your father. Okay, yeah. Excellent.
So I grew up in a house of musicians, and my dad was always there. Him and his brother played music, you know, since the mid-70s they've been playing.
Okay.
And so I grew up in a house that was really, really musical, and mm-hmm. I have two brothers and two sisters, and pretty much all of us played music, he's the guy who got me into listening and playing music.
It's awesome. So. Very, very good stuff. So we'll start out a little bit just on a personal basis outside of your music and all. This podcast is about New Birmingham, so what we like to do is promote people in the community, make a difference, whether it's through music, whether it's through art or whatever. So what is it about Birmingham that you like the most?
Birmingham, for me, I don't get to spend as much time here as I would like to. I live just south in mm-hmm. Columbiana. It's about 40 minutes south of Birmingham.
Sure.
Downtown. But on the weekends when I do get to come up here and spend time with friends and family and stuff, the breweries are coming around finally, and they're awesome. And then the restaurants, spend time at the J. Clyde. Just checked out a new place last week called Muya's.
Muya's,
yeah. It's a burger joint. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
So just stuff like that. The food and beer culture is really coming around, which is cool. And the music scene's starting to catch up, which is cool.
Yeah, it really is. Getting back to the food and breweries, I mean, Birmingham has really stepped up. Do you have a favorite brewery that you like to go to or a few you want to mention?
Trim Tab is probably one of my favorites, and then Cahaba is pretty great, too.
Yeah, good atmospheres at both of those.
And then Ghost Train up on 3rd it's a new place, and that place is killer. So,
yeah, Ghost Train, it is. I mean, it hasn't been open very long, but they're already getting good crowds in there and bringing some music in.
Yep, they are.
So it's good stuff. So as far as food goes, do you have a favorite place to eat? I mean, you like Muya's.
Yeah, Muya's is pretty good. I like the J. Clyde's probably my favorite. They make a BLT that's made with fried green tomatoes.
Oh, wow.
So that's what I get. It's so good.
Oh, that sounds
get that
good.
With a flight of beer, and it's you know, it's rocking.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about you as an artist. We talked about the people in your band. What instruments do you play?
I play piano and guitar, and I also play... my dad builds instruments as well.
Really?
So he built me an instrument. It's called a mandolele. He kind of invented it. It's a hybrid between a mandolin and a ukulele. Mm-hmm. It has 8 nylon strings on a mandolin scale with a ukulele bridge. And it gives it this really unique tone.
Wow.
That I use in... I've used it on, I think, every album that I've released so far, at least in one or two places. So,
okay. Does that add like a Celtic feel to it?
It gives it a really Appalachian Celtic sound, kind of a mix between the two. It's really cool.
Yeah.
I like it. So
that's interesting. Very, very interesting. So how did you all come together? I mean, obviously, I know your dad was a big influence with you and y'all were together, but how did everyone else come together?
Well, I was, I met Eric, who plays drums, Eric Cousins. I met him when I was, I think, 16. Mm-hmm. I started attending a church my sister was going to. She was singing in this, you know, this youth band or whatever. And I ended up going because I was this, you know, lonely teenage kid, wanted some people to hang out with. So she introduced me to a few people. We started hanging out and playing music together. Then he left for 9 months. He joined the military. I think it was his last year of high school. He joined National Guard active duty. And he left for Afghanistan for 9 months in 2013, or in 2012, I'm sorry. Then he came home in 2013 in the summer, and we started working on my first record together.
Excellent.
So we released that in October of 2013. So I've known Eric for years.
Yeah.
And William Yarbrough, he plays guitar with us. I met him through a friend, and that was probably about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming up on 2 years. We started playing out together. It was probably 4 months after I released my second album that was titled All in My Head. So I met him, I think, in September or October of 2015. And we started playing together, working on that record that I had just released just for, like, playing out.
Mm.
Then also started developing my upcoming album, Seasons.
Gotcha. How many albums do you have?
Right now, I have two. I'm about to release the third in the next couple months.
Well, that's exciting.
So, yeah.
And how long have your band, how long has it been?
I guess it would be 2013 when, mm-hmm. when Eric kind of came into the picture. That's really when we started focusing on the band as a whole rather than, you know, just like a solo, occasional duo.
Gotcha.
Act. So.
Excellent. Very good. So you mentioned Seasons. So tell us a little bit about that.
So I started writing Seasons songs from this record probably about a year and a half ago, maybe a year ago. And we've just been developing, you know, just kind of tearing it apart, working out orchestrations, just different stuff. We went into the studio in December to record it. We spent 4 days at Workplace Studios here in Birmingham.
Nice.
And cut all 10 tracks in 4 days. And then I ended up cutting the vocals for it in my home studio, and then went back in 2 weeks ago to start the mixing process. And on Tuesday, we finished. So
wow.
Now we have to send it off to the mastering house.
Excellent. So there's 10 songs that'll be in?
It's going to be a 10-song record, and the songs, all of them have different feels, anywhere from like a strange, almost jazz prog rock to a more pop acoustic
mm-hmm.
stuff, so it's kind of all over the place.
Yeah. Now, are you going to have like a first release?
We're going to have a release party. More than like a big release show, and we haven't found the venue just yet. We're waiting to get the masters back,
mm-hmm.
and then we're going to go ahead and order the albums after the artwork is complete.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to start scheduling dates out from there.
Excellent.
Just trying to get all our ducks in a row.
Yeah, so I'm sure you'll do a tour to promote it and all that good stuff too, right?
That's hopefully the plan, yeah.
Yeah, excellent. So do you have, like, of all the 10 songs, is there certain ones that are more personal or sentimental to you? Or
I wrote all of, I co-wrote one with Eric, okay. And he had a creative writing class when he was attending the University of Montevallo,
mm-hmm.
And he graduated this past May, but he pulled some old poems and papers that he had written for this creative writing class, and I had a melody that I was playing with since I was probably 12 years old,
mm-hmm.
that I could never do anything with. And then he showed me this poem. It was called Bouncing Youth, and it talks about the troops during World War II and the people back home, and kind of it's a really, really cool stylistic sort of writing that he used. Not even sure if that's a word, but, you know, the style he used in that poem is really cool, and it flowed really well with the music. And so I started playing with it, and then I finally got an idea for the song Bouncing Youth. And so that was a co-write that we did on the record. But then the rest of them, I wrote and orchestrated myself. So they're, yeah, those are all personal.
Is it like when your writing style, is it more personal experiences, or do you draw inspiration from other things, or how does that work?
Yeah, my writing kind of focuses on things that I've experienced, personal deep convictions and feelings, and things that people don't really talk about, but if they did, then they would be able to get past them.
Right.
Like, I feel like people relate on a lot more levels than we even realize, but you can't find that out if you don't talk about it. That's kind of what the music does.
Absolutely. I so appreciate that, because now, these days, you have to be politically correct in a lot of things you say, but people aren't talking as much about that. And,
right,
you know, having music as a delivery for conversations like that is very important.
Yeah, absolutely. And it can get kind of dark and gritty, but, and you know, putting yourself out there is no easy task.
That's true.
But in the end, it's worth it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So any other songs like that you want to maybe tell a story about, if you want to give us like the title of a song and just a little bit of background of how it was written?
So Seasons, the title track, I wrote about pretty much just different life experiences and the different seasons that we go through. Mm-hmm. I was married 3 years in June, it'll be, to my wife, Courtney. And before that, before our wedding day, we had been dating 5 years, like to the day.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been a huge part of my life, just a total inspiration. Most of my music has something to do with my wife. And Seasons is talking about the lyric itself is, and we were brought together by the changing of the weather of seasons. And it's just talking about how life takes you places that you didn't necessarily, you know, think you're going to end up, but it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's beautiful. Beautiful. It's amazing how people are brought together when you least expect it sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So tell us, as far as Seasons being released, do you have a projected start date or like a certain time frame that you're looking at? Like, do you plan to release it in the next month, or?
The plan is to more than likely release it end of April, beginning of May. It's the hope. We're trying to get enough material together to be able to promote it.
Gotcha.
You know, and try to get the word out to as many people as possible. We would also like to be able to pitch the record to a distribution company or even a record label. So we're really looking at time frame stuff. But
no, I mean, it's perfect. See, that's the thing. You know, someone like myself who is not a musician that doesn't know what goes into making a record, it's not an easy process.
No, there's a lot of tasks. And then booking shows on top of that, it can get pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm. And especially for you yourself, I mean, this is your name on the band, so you want it to be as good of a product as possible. There's a lot that goes into the process. You want it to be good, and, you know, I know even the biggest of musicians, they'll set release dates and have to change it because it's not just what they want to put out there.
Well, when you're working on a record and you put a year of time into developing the sound and the orchestration and the material, you really can't rush it, because if you rush it, then it's going to sit on the shelf. You know, that, and that's kind of what my last two records are sitting on the shelf, because I rushed them. Mm-hmm. I didn't get the word out, and I didn't gain the support and the backing that I needed in order to make it a success. Not that it, you know, musically speaking, just for artistic value, it's still valid, and I'm proud of that work. But at the same time, I want to be able to share this new record with as many people as possible. So I'm trying my best not to rush it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I totally understand that. And, you know, that's why we appreciate, like, you being here today, because it gives us a chance to, like, share what you're doing, right? And if people don't know through different media, then, you know, it's hard to get that word out there. So
yeah absolutely. You're
we'll,
right.
We'll definitely be promoting the new album when it comes out and everything.
Thank you.
So tell us, for more information, if our listeners want to look you up or whatever, what is the best way for them to find out more about you?
So if you want to check out some of my music, you can go to phildudleymusic.com. That's Phil. Dudley is D-U-D-L-E-Y, music.com. It's like Dudley do right. and then I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I'm big into YouTube. So just look up Phil Dudley. I have a lot of videos on YouTube. And, on Spotify, iTunes, okay. All that stuff.
Excellent. Well, thanks again for being here. We appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Follow us on social media at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Vulcan Has a Fade. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud.